Good morning, this is AM, I'm Sabra Lane. Last night's budget seems to have something for everyone. Tax cuts and cash handouts for workers, an infrastructure package to fix problems on city fringes and in the bush, and incentives for small business. Business welcomes it, but there's a note of caution, yet welfare agencies say it's heaping misery on those who don't deserve it. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
It's a classic Liberal budget from first-time Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, and support for it is coming from the expected quarters. Innes Willicks is CEO of the Australian Industry Group.
The tax measures that have been announced in the budget are positive for the economy. They're particularly positive for business.
But it's not unqualified support. He says the projected surpluses beginning next year at just over $7 billion are welcome, but...
Those surpluses, though, are quite skinny and they rely a lot going forward on commodity prices staying up and business activity staying strong. At no point in the forward projections do we reach more than a 1% of GDP surplus. So that is something that we particularly have to watch.
And like many, he's acknowledging this year's budget is less set in stone than normal.
We've never had a budget delivered this close to an election before. So this is a different circumstance for all of us, and we hope that some of those measures, particularly around tax, particularly around business improvement, and particularly around skills and training, are able to hold the course.
Welfare advocates hope that's not true. Newstart, which supports unemployed people, will remain on its current level for the next 4 years, meaning almost 30 years of going backwards in real terms. Cassandra Goldie, CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service.
If you're on the lowest incomes in the country, people who can't find a job, you get absolutely nothing.
And she says with more than a decade of aggressive personal income tax cuts built into last night's budget, the $158 billion price tag will need to come from somewhere.
We're going to have tax cuts for people who don't need them, and then, guaranteed, we're going to have cuts to services for people who do.
Last night's budget cut support services for asylum seekers and refugees to the tune of around $150 million. Paul Power is the CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia.
I've been working with the Refugee Council for 13 years, and I've actually never seen, out of all the policies, a policy which is, so destructive to such a large number of people living in Australian cities.
And he says the relatively small budget savings will have a huge impact on the ground.
To leave people who have no other form of income with nothing to live on results almost immediately in many of those people being homeless.
And that was Tom Eagledon prepared that report.